everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss cat's eyes tea being spilled via singing telegram, how Gen Z is storming the Scientology building, Sydney Sweeney farting on Scooter Braun's head at Stagecoach, and Ariana Grande's first album cover without a ponytail. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is anybody there?
Barely. Oh my God. Is anybody still alive?
Does anybody even know the words?
Does anybody even know the words? Why did she become SpongeBob?
Always makes me think of you, my sweet, you know, sweet prince.
I do have it on the soundboard. Hey. I'm not going to lie to you. It's in sounds, and then it's in
holiday.
The I don't know folder, and then it's in my dumb folder, or maybe it's not the dumb folder. I don't know what folder. No, maybe where is it?
What do you have a holiday folder?
What? Yeah. Well, no, but. Oh, there we go. There we go. There she is in the dumb folder.
Oh, God, I wish I was in the dumb folder.
Baby, you live in the dumb folder. You live in the dumb folder. You breathe in the dumb folder. You die in the dumb folder.
If you stay in the dumb folder, you don't gotta get in the dumb folder.
That's tea. That's actually tea. If you could exist in a folder, you'd be so skinny. Oh, Mariah.
flap.
Is it Mariah? Wasn't she skinny? Or was that the meme about being she's a skinny legend? And that's about a Mariah.
I don't know. What about that Fifth Harmony song?
I was
like
just
Mariah.
Thinking about that. I was just thinking. You know what? Okay, this is a perfect segue because I need to talk about girl group stuff. Girl group stuff is on the menu. Do you even know who Cat's Eye is? Let's start there.
Yeah. Okay. So I'd been hearing about the Cat's Eye. I didn't know I knew any of their music. And then I hear this grating voice. What is she saying? And then
are you talking about Abby there Lee Miller?
I was. There I was at the gym or somewhere. I was somewhere where I couldn't get away from the music. Maybe it was a grocery store. And there I was hearing back off, Gabriella.
Oh, you don't like that.
Gabriella.
One. It's
you
they,
know I have
they call it the new what's her name? Not Darlene. What's Jolene? It's the new Jolene.
Jolene,
don't take my man. Back off, Gabriella. Get away from me, Gabriella.
I have said it once. I've said it a million times. I don't fuck with songs that are about somebody's name. I don't. I can't. My brain doesn't like it.
Okay. Well, you know, deal.
Poor Gabriella.
Deal.
I deal by not listening. I don't partake in the stream.
Okay. Well, it's their most streamed song, I guess.
My rule of thumb, I don't fuck with songs with names. I don't fuck with songs with counting. And I don't fuck with songs with spelling.
I hate counting. You're right.
Counting in a song, grow up. Grow what up. Is this, kindergarten?
Grow up, I agree. What about when they tell you
spelling
what to do?
Spelling is fun.
What about when they tell you how to dance? One foot in.
Well, like, girl, you look good. You should back that ass up.
No, I mean, one foot in, slide to the left, pinky up.
You're talking hokey pokey.
What are the lyrics of the hokey pokey? Because if you do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around, that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
Okay, it's not when you do. It's just you do the hokey. It's a command. You do the hokey pokey. You turn yourself around.
You know I fuck with the watermelon crawl, and I'm pretty sure that's instructional.
I do know that. It is. It's not instructional. Trust me, I've tried to learn. Nobody will teach me how to watermelon crawl. I think it's something you either are born with or you don't have. The watermelon crawl does not come with instructions. The best. I am still trying to figure out
how
to duck.
It doesn't. No, No, it says she rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor. Then she jumped back up on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. And that's how you know it's the watermelon crawl.
Okay. Well,
that's pretty instructional. She crawled across the floor.
Well, you know about crank it. It's kind of
cricket.
Crank it. Crank it. Slater. Crank.
I don't. I listen. I did put one Slater song. You know, my I
beat
have
up
a, like,
Chanel's. We know.
No, that's not the one.
Oh, what?
That's not the one. Did I end up? I had it on my. Oh, dance dot 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 edit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes.
It's on my 2026 playlist.
Okay.
I do skip it sometimes when it comes on, but at this point, it's bound to be in my 100 most played of the year.
Pinky, what about, okay, we need to go back to Cat's Eye because I have things we need to cover about Cat's Eye.
Oh, that's where we started.
Yes. Okay. So Cat's Eye, did you watch the, certainly you did not. There's a Netflix documentary. There was a Netflix documentary. Maybe it still exists on there, but it was the formulation of Cat's Eye. In a way it was today's version of, what was P. Diddy up to? Wrong answers only. P. Diddy making the band or whatever the hell, you know. And so they had a one that was like, okay, so a Netflix documentary about the formulation of Cat's Eye. It was of this international girl group of the best from around the world and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, somebody in the group recently went on hiatus. And girls, when a member of a group goes on hiatus, is it really a hiatus? Let's just say when Spice Girls had a member go on hiatus, who was it? Jerry. Was it a hiatus? Did she ever come back? I don't know.
Well, she wasn't on that episode of that season of The Circle where two of the Spice Girls were contestants.
Okay. That's okay. and did Zayn not say he was going on a hiatus, or maybe he said he was leaving? No, One Direction said we're going on a hiatus. They're still on the hiatus. Well, anyway, when they say a hiatus, it's never a hiatus, but they're not going to say that because there needs to be hope in your heart.
Who went on a hiatus?
One of the members of Cat's Eye said, I'm going on a hiatus.
How many members are there?
I think there were six.
I think when it's a group that large, it's like the Pussycat Dolls. Like, do you know how many of them went on a hiatus?
I don't.
All the shit Destiny's Child got for their member changes, I'm pretty sure the Pussycat Dolls have had 10 times the amount of member changes that Destiny's Child had.
And you know what? I was on the Earth, Wind, and Fire Wikipedia page recently, and they've had members come and go and come and go. They've had eras where there's no original members. People come back, people leave. The list is long. If you've ever been in Earth, Wind, and Fire, so have a lot of people. Cat's Eye, there were six people to start, and most recently, one has left. The one that left, Manon, I believe is her name, Manon, has said, okay, I'm going on a hiatus. Okay.
Great.
So that was
good for them.
That was the latest. Then she was at Coachella while they were at Coachella. They were on stage. She was at another set. So people were like,
another set.
She went to see someone else.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she was sitting alone in VIP.
No. She went to go check out whatever the hell else was going on. Allegedly.
Well, do you really want to see your songs?
I don't know. I can't relate.
You can sing by yourself in the car anytime you want. If you're at Coachella, you're only getting an opportunity to see these other bands once every once in a Coachella.
See. Well, then I hear the most grating voice. Or
are you still talking about Cat's Eye?
Tangentially, I am. You know the most grating voice a lot of celebrities ever hear? Harry Daniels, the guy who sings at celebrities. Okay.
Are you
following this?
I know. You think I know someone named that?
Sometimes it's impossible to tell you any piece of news because it's like, let me start at the beginning.
There's a man who sings at celebrities.
Yes, and you know him. You know him. His name is Harry Daniels. I don't know if
Mary
he's...
Mary Shambo.
I don't know if he's good or evil. I have no stake in the game. I don't know if he's
Do
bad.
Do you know Mary Shambo?
Mary Shambo? Mary Shambo. Oh,
what's
from
your
American
guy's
Idol?
Name? What's your guy's name? Harry what?
Are you talking about that girl who auditioned for American Idol and she was like, my name, well, I'm going to go by...
Mary Gilbo.
Mary Gilbo.
But she goes
Mary
by,
Gilbo.
Not Shambo. But she goes by Mary Roach.
Yes, I have a whole folder of her on the soundboard, but I can't find
is she
it.
In the is she in the dumb folder?
Where is she? No, she should be in the people folder, in the TV folder, or in the music
folder.
How's
Mariah not in the people folder?
Mariah.
She's in the dumb folder?
No, Mariah has her own folder in the music folder. But her saying, does anybody even know the words, is also in the dumb folder. Okay. Are you following? In the Mariah
this
folder.
We... putting me in the dumb folder.
In the Mariah folder, we have.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. Does anybody want to talk about 9/11? No. Okay. Harry Daniels, have you given it a goog?
Okay. Hold on. I typed in Harry, but then I stopped there.
Well, don't stop
don't
there.
Let me... Well, I mean, I typed in Harry. This person looks like somebody.
Okay. Many do.
Okay, well, something from 2 days ago. Harry Daniels begging Megan of Cat's Eye to be his friend. Is this where you're going?
Yes, I am. Okay, so the tea is, so he goes up to celebrities and sings at them. And it goes viral every time, okay? And so now he's getting invited to events where he should be on the red carpet at the Queerties singing at David Archuleta. Crush, come on.
Is he gay?
My fingers are on the pulse and the pulse is thumping. I believe he may be gay. Okay.
Okay, well then you can't come to the Queerties unless you're LGBTQ+.
Right.
No straights allowed.
So he sings at celebrities, and I guess he's gained proximity to
some
of them.
Wait, does he sing at celebrities?
He sings at celebrities.
Okay,
their
good.
Own
good,
songs.
Got that.
Their own songs. And it's often at the beginning, it was like, okay, he it's almost a oral assault. Okay, it's like a surprise.
That's how I was picturing it.
It's a surprise.
Has he ever sang at the Bare Naked Ladies? It's been.
I don't think he has. I don't think it was. Speaking of another thing on the soundboard.
It's been.
Okay.
Do you have any train on your soundboard?
Train. Purr.
Tell me.
Purr. I love the train. Yes, I have train.
You have some Hey Soul Sister.
No, we have,
oh
no, that was, who was that? Not Wreck-It Ralph, Rolling Ray, yelling, purr, I love the train. Anyway.
Okay, so Harry Daniels.
Who sings at celebrities. Now he gets invited by the celebrities' teams to have a surprise encounter at the Starbucks to sing their new single at them. Whatever.
You know what it's giving?
What's it giving?
When you know how you could hire a singing telegram. He is
oh.
a modern day singing telegram. The singing telegram walked so he could scream celebrities.
It's a singing smellogram. Remember smellograms?
Nah,
I feel
bro,
like there was a ghost at some point in pop culture who would do a smellogram and it would stink. And he would burp, maybe.
A farting ghost?
No fart. Which
I would never.
I have a fart story. So save
did
it.
Did you guys hear that?
Hold it.
I'm scared.
Stop
baby,
making me push buttons. Stop making me.
Honey. Sweetie, it can get in line because when you're finally done with this story, I have a cat's eye story.
No, you do not. Are you going to talk about a cat's eye marble?
I'm going to talk.
Because I know you are because you're from the 40s.
No, I got to talk about a movie called Cat's Eye from 1985.
No.
But I'll let you finish.
No.
I'm going to let you finish.
No. So
I'm gonna let you
Manon
finish.
Went on the hiatus. Okay, you following? Harry Daniels has apparently gained proximity to members of Cat's Eye and got heard from them directly some insider tea. Amateur mistake is then spilling that tea to somebody else who may or may not.
To TMZ.
close enough to Trisha Paytas. Harry Daniels allegedly told Trisha Paytas that he heard from two of the members of Cat's Eye that Manon is not coming back. The hiatus is a lie. It's never a hiatus. She's not. She left. And then Trisha Paytas talked about it on her podcast. And then all the members of Cat's Eye unfollowed Harry Daniels. And
good.
And you live and you learn, don't you? You live and you learn.
Yes.
Well,
so that's the story.
I guess. I don't know. I didn't know if you'd ever believe Cat's Eye was. So tell me about the Cat's Eye movie.
So there I was, a wee child, and my mom used to like rent scary movies. That's why I love scary movies to this day. But I watched some pretty inappropriate scary movies as a child, like not age appropriate. And there was this movie called Cat's Eye, and I remember watching it. And in the movie, the cat would come into your bedroom at night and try to suck your breath out of your mouth and suffocate you.
No, I don't think cats can suck.
And it was terrifying. And I used to, and then I had to start sleeping with the door shut because I was afraid our cat was going to come suck my breath out of my mouth in the night. And that's so, anyways, that's what I think about when I hear Cat's Eye. And I confirmed, Googled, Cat's Eye movie came out in 1985. I Googled the breath sucking part, and there it is in the plot summary.
Link me.
So terrifying.
Okay. Well, did you see the latest TMZ exclusive?
Nah, missed it. Was it about a politician?
Close. TMZ, this tweet really tickled me, okay? When people start a tweet with exclusive, like, so you're breaking the news, or in all caps, breaking, or, you know, like, oh, you really think you're that bitch, you got you're breaking the story, I guess TMZ can do it. But TMZ started this tweet with exclusive, as if this is some type of, oh, US Weekly couldn't get this, but they did. Anyway, the tweet is exclusive. Viral Sydney Sweeney. Do you know who Sydney Sweeney is?
Yes.
Okay. Viral. Jeans.
She's a Psychobabble nominee, awards nominee.
Well, that doesn't mean you know who that is. Trust. Trust and believe.
Actually, you got me there.
TMZ exclusive viral Sydney Sweeney euphoria onset fart video clip isn't real. So you're telling me somebody reached out to TMZ and said, I've got an exclusive for you. That fart clip is not real, and I need you to run the story.
We know that they are dubbing farts. We saw it on Survivor last season. Do you not recall they dubbed the fart?
Oh, yes, you're right. So
people have been dubbing farts for years.
It's a slippery slope. When you allow it to happen to somebody you don't like, then it could happen to you. So we need to, even though Sydney Sweeney might be a bad one. I think she is. She's MAGA, I believe. MAGA coded. MAGA, I don't know, explicit, but MAGA adjacent. I saw she was at Stagecoach.
MAGA on the low.
MAGA on the low. She was at Stagecoach on Scooter Braun's shoulders because they're dating. And all I could think of was that TMZ exclusive that she didn't actually fart. What if TMZ's lying, covering up her fart, and she really is a farty girl and she's farting all over Scooter Braun at Stagecoach?
Audience, clap if you farted.
You don't know who's clapping.
They're all clapping.
They're all clapping. Your Honor, if you don't fart, I think you die. You have to fart.
If you don't fart, you're farting in the night.
Trust and believe. Yes, and sometimes people pull back the covers and it's Stankville, USA. You've been cooking. You've been, and at that point,
is that what they mean when they say let them cook?
Let them cook. Yes, and you know, Willie, sometimes likes to sleep under the covers. I'm thinking, buyer beware.
Do not go in there.
Do not go in there. Woo! So hey. Are you a fart truther? Do you hear a fart on a TV show and you think it's not real? Or you think you trust and believe?
You know there's got to be actors out there who were called upon to fart in a scene and they were like, no, I got this.
Some people
no,
have it.
No need to dub my fart. I got this.
Nasty.
I've got one locked and loaded in the chamber.
Nasty. You gotta be careful, though. You know the age-old rule. And just when you think you're past and you know past it and you know yourself best, you don't.
Just when you think you've set a new PR for amount of time between shitting yourself.
You know how they have intimacy coordinators? You think there's fart coordinators and they're like...
Absolutely.
What do you mean absolutely? Yeah, you know, what do you mean absolutely?
It's like, you know what a Foley artist is? They're the ones, or Foley, I don't know how you say it. They're the ones who like do all the, when you're watching a movie or a show and there's like a creaky floorboard. That's somebody with like a saw and a microphone in a room.
I'm pushing the fart button from that girl who, did you guys hear that?
I'm scared.
Yes.
Now, before we go any further, I just want to give a shout out to this week's sponsor, Quince. Lately, I have been more intentional about what I wear day to day, leaning into pieces that feel easy, comfortable, and yet still put together. It just makes getting dressed simpler. Quince has been my go-to. Their fabrics feel elevated, the fits are clean, and everything just works without needing to overthink it. Quince has all the wardrobe staples for spring. Think 100% European linen shorts and shirts from $34. They're lightweight, breathable, and comfortable, but still look put together. Everything is priced 50 to 80% less than what you'd find for similar brands. Quince works directly with ethical factories and cuts out the middlemen, so you're getting premium materials without the markup. And y'all, I just got the cutest blue and white striped linen shirt. It has been in my constant rotation. I've been wearing it to the park on the weekends. I've been wearing it to nice dinners with friends. I've been wearing it in my Zoom meetings at work. Honestly, I love it. It's so soft. It's comfortable. It's lightweight. It's breathable. And I still look put together. And it didn't cost what I think a shirt like that typically would. Refresh your everyday with luxury you'll actually use. Head to quince.com/babble for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/babble for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/babble. Thanks, y'all. I have a serious question.
Pass.
Do you know what a cryptid is?
Oh yes, scary. Beings. Is the Loch Ness Monster a cryptid? Is Bigfoot a cryptid?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, both. Yes to both. You nailed it.
They're regional.
Mothman.
They're kind of regional, shiny Pokemon, if you will.
Absolutely.
They're rare.
Well.
They're only in one location. Sightings differ. But you know what? I think a lot of cryptids come from a time when we didn't have contacts or glasses. Reader. If you can't see 20 feet away from you, is that really an alien? I don't know.
It's a bush.
It's a bush. It was always a bush.
And, you know, like when the people dress up as like a bush on like a busy...
In San Francisco.
Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the breaking news that I have is out of the great red state of Ohio. Have you heard of it?
Been there.
Well, a bipartisan bill... introduced in the Ohio House. It's going through the like legislation process to officially declare a cryptid for the state of Ohio.
Okay. What is it?
I know we can't afford groceries. I know people are losing their rights left and right, but at least the Republicans and Democrats of Ohio have come together to push this bill through.
You know what? There's a lot of things in the news that don't actually matter, and I'm glad that Congress is getting down to business. Who is the new cryptid on the block?
Well, her name is the Loveland Frogman.
Her?
Described as it, they,
Well, them. I'm sorry. I didn't. I'm not trying to put them in the binary, but the name
Loveland
says
Frog Man,
and you called her. So I'm just a little bit like, I don't need to know. I don't need to know what's going on down there.
Well, as if I didn't have enough reasons not to go to Ohio. It's a 4 foot frog like bipedal creature.
Okay.
Legend around it dates back to 1972 when two police officers said they saw the creature on two separate nights.
Okay.
She came back in 2016 when a couple claimed they saw her while playing Pokemon Go. That's why this caught my attention.
Oh, shit. I was thinking sounds like a polytoad.
Well, this bill has bipartisan support, which is notable because almost nothing else in Ohio does right now and hasn't for a while.
Okay.
Will you be fucking the Loveland Frogman?
Loveland Frogland. Loveland Frogman.
And it's two words. Loveland is one word. Frogman is one word.
Will I be fucking sucking? I don't know. Is there a drawing? Is there somewhere I can... Let me Google it. Loveland?
Yeah, I did it. Loveland?
I will not be fucking. No.
It's just a 4 foot frog walking around on two legs.
I don't want to do that. No. I don't want
to... But he got that long, 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 long tongue. Oh. He got that licky, licky, yum, yum.
Oh.
Do other states have an official cryptid? States?
Certainly. Certainly.
You think?
I don't know, but I don't think either. I haven't thought about it.
Here we go. Here we go. An article. A cryptid in every state. Which one do you want to hear first?
Michigan.
The Nain Rogue. It's an imp with fur boots. Boots with the fur.
Oh, you know, on Dragula, they did a challenge where you had the runway was a cryptid, or like some type of character like that. I liked it.
Well, California, the Dark Watchers.
They're
mountain ghosts.
Okay.
Human-like. And where do I live? New York. The White Lady.
Scariest of them all.
She's a female ghost looking for her daughter.
You know, speaking of white ladies, honey, Madonna was at the Abbey. Did you go?
Oh, I was there.
Well, you know,
no,
you
but
know
I,
who tried
but
to
I
go?
Saw
you know who got
I
kicked
saw,
out.
You?
No.
You?
No, somebody got I kicked saw. Out. Somebody famous.
Addison Rae.
No, Addison Rae was there yelling in the microphone.
That video of her yelling in the microphone while Madonna's trying to take it back from her. I too wanted to take the mic from her, if I'm being honest.
I'm not trying to be rude, but like nothing could make me unmute that video every time I saw it on my timeline. I didn't unmute it.
You didn't hear? She sounded fucked up.
I didn't want to hear.
Dance for Madonna.
No. I this is no disrespect. I appreciate the hustle. She was doing TikToks in front of Earth Cafe. Okay. I understand she's been working at it and she gets to release an album and it's getting, you know, she got to perform at Coachella.
Gays
like her. I do feel like I'm in the middle of a gaslighting experience because I did listen to the album. Maybe I don't have the ear for what I'm supposed to be experiencing and appreciating. Did you listen to it?
No, I feel the same way about her and Tate McRae. Their music's not for me, and that's okay.
It's okay. I'm okay. It's okay. That's I think that's Tate McRae. I think Tate McRae might be MAGA on the DL, on the low, I believe.
Tate McRae.
Anyway, apparently Eureka tried to get into the Madonna thing and she got in a fight and she got kicked out of it or something.
Is she in the hospital? I thought I saw on her Instagram she was in the hospital.
Yes, she was. Okay, the problem is, okay, there's a, I'm sure everyone ever is complex, okay? There's reasons to dislike people. There's reasons to like people. To some people, the threshold for cancellation might be different than others. I'm not sure where she stands today on this day, okay? But I did see a tweet maybe yesterday or 2 days ago that was like, the thing about Eureka is there's always something going on with Eureka. And let me tell you, there is always something going on with Eureka, because tell me how you get kicked out of the Madonna at the Abbey or whatever, okay? Whether or not
An exclusive event.
I don't know. And then the very next day I try to go get the tea on your story, and it's like a whole other drama about the surgery's postponed because you found out you're 1 inch shorter than you've always thought you were. Or something? Did you read that?
Oh, you dug way deeper. Eyes.
I can't keep up.
I saw it and I kept scrolling, and I like Eureka.
I like Eureka. I mean, she's my season 10 sister. But there's always something with Eureka.
I guess there's always something. Did you see Ariana announced her next album?
I did. Petal.
Are you feeling? I didn't fact check this. Someone said Ariana's first album cover with her hair down.
I did see that. So my the hair on the back of my neck stood up. My toes curled. I was a little bit.
Your pussy popped
my
severely.
Pussy popped severely. Yes. I thought, oh, could this mean something? Could this mean something? There's somebody I follow on TikTok and Instagram, and they make videos that are dissecting people's album artworks over the course of their career and their use of color and what colors mean for different album covers in their trajectory. I think you would love to follow this person. I'm very interested to hear their take on what this would mean to have the first Ariana hair down cover. I know she covers usually the color schemes and stuff, but I think this is black and white. Is this a black and white cover? Boring.
I didn't. It was so close to her face, I couldn't tell.
I did see.
She looked happy.
Ariana Naders were saying, "Okay, where my little petal files at?" I said, "Oh, no." Petal.
I think they should work that.
We're going to workshop that.
I
saw a rumor that the lead single samples Rude by Magic. Why you gotta be so rude? No.
You mean AKA your most played song of 2016?
Let's reel it in. Let's reel it in. We all have a history. We all have a past.
There was, imagine us. Living in LA, the year's 2015, maybe. Every time I come over to Tyler's apartment, the windows are open, a nice breeze blowing through the space. Rude by Magic playing on the laptop.
Did you just hear that?
You really ate that song up.
It was good. And you know what? People are saying it's just a rumor. It's not verified. But if she does end up doing it, I think it's uninspired. I'm kind of like, we come to Ariana for Ariana. I don't come to Ariana for Magic exclamation mark.
Dang. Why you gotta be so rude? I didn't like that song. I never fucked with that song. Is it in your dumb folder?
No, it's not on the, it's not in the soundboard, mama.
Okay, well, you gonna see Devil Wears Prada this weekend?
I don't think so. Did you see? I mean, maybe I've got to start using my fast pass, my AMC stubble. I did go see.
I saw it.
I saw the Mario movie.
I saw it.
I saw Mario 2.
I saw Devil Wears Prada 2.
Did you like it?
I did.
I'm sure it's a fun flick. It's.
I'm not a fashion gay, but it's still fun to like see all the fun looks they were wearing.
Oh, okay. And how were the Lady Gaga songs?
Well,
there's three in the soundtrack.
Yeah, we're recording this as I'd seen the movie, but the songs haven't come out because I saw the movie the day it came out. So the songs come out tonight. I liked her cameo. She has a cameo. Spoiler. I liked it. I want to listen to the full track though. My problem, I have been listening to the one with her and Dochi. Mm-hmm. You've heard it?
I've heard it. I think it's perfectly fine and good. It's kind of, I saw a lot of people dragging it, which I thought was surprising. I'm like, oh, you know what? We go through ebbs and flows of people hating Lady Gaga. And, you know, she's in another art pop moment, it appears.
You know what? The only thing that really bothers me about it, and it's nothing they did wrong, the way they say sachet instead of sachet, my brain can't compute that.
Okay. Well.
Sachet runway. I just think that's wrong every time I hear it. That's wrong.
A lot of people were talking shit about the music video. I wish everyone could just take a step back and just like kind of like not let their
have fun.
Not let their hater intuitions lead their lives. Maybe experience it without thinking, how can I be snarky about it? You can still hate it, I guess. It doesn't matter, but it feels like that's everyone's first instinct. And it's fine.
Well,
it's colorful and fun.
They love to tear down a woman.
People were saying it looks like the type of thing that would be playing in a Target in the TV section on mute, on repeat. You know how to show the full range of colors you can see on the TVs for sale at Target? During Pride.
Yeah, very.
A Pride month
no, Target
TV.
Target. No, Target canceled their Pride.
Mm. Okay. Well, maybe not that then.
Maybe
it
not.
Was kind of giving. Did you ever know this is the deep cut and I think you're going to be too old. I'm too old. But do you know Zendaya and Bella Thorne's single Fashion Is My Kryptonite?
Can't say I do.
Okay, I'm going to need you to, after this, go watch the music video and tell me you did not just see who walked so that Doechii and Lady Gaga could run. Because
all right.
Conceptually, it's all there, honey. The seeds were planted long ago.
Well, that's how it works. What goes around comes around.
Fashion is my kryptonite.
Fashion is my kryptonite.
Okay.
Yes, yes, and.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'll go see it. I mean, I went to go see Romeo and Juliet to hear the Lady Gaga song in that, so I certainly I'll check out.
Did you see the Smurfs 2 for the Britney single?
No, I don't think I've ever seen a Smurfs movie.
Damn, same. Any other thing was on your list this week?
Well, I was going to bring up the Survivor auction, but it's not really that important. Club Chalamet. How do you say it?
You got it.
Did I?
You did it.
Did I?
You did good.
I think we're seeing the end of Timothée Chalamet. Hold on.
Chalamet.
You know, Tim.
He's on the outs.
Well, no. His fan... Club Chalamet, who went viral, you know. I think she's soft launching the end of her participation as a fan of him, because she's taking a step back from Club Chalamet.
She's on a hiatus from Club Chalamet.
Well, you know, apparently she's done this before, and people that know the Club Chalamet lore have seen this cycle of she hyperfixates on someone.
Well, who among us doesn't?
I know, but we're
who
not
among
all
us
of
doesn't
us,
spend.
Not all of us are Club Chalamet. So, what will Club Chalamet be next? Well,
sell it to the highest bidder.
I think she's. Also soft launching a little bit of her fascination with Connor's story. I think she's transferring her adoration, you know, as one falls, another rises. We'll see.
I had two more headlines.
Go on. Is it about Scientology?
Harry Styles engaged? ?
Okay.
Exactly. My thoughts as well. Firefighters in England rescued a chameleon named Mr. Peeps from a house fire. That's it. That's the whole story. That's the headline. Mr. Peeps lived.
Oh, he lived.
He lived.
What was he?
A chameleon.
A chameleon. Okay. I had a chameleon beanie baby. You know the chameleon beanie baby?
What was its name?
I don't know, but I had a misprint of it. And I had
that's probably worth millions.
Well, it wasn't, but I thought, okay, I have both versions, and I knew, oh, this this is going to be something someday. It never was. It never turned out to be. So
I'm sorry for that.
Thank you. Mr. Peeps. Was this his name?
Mr. Peeps lives.
The only other thing I do have one more thing was did you see Scientology building is under siege?
No.
Well, you know, in Hollywood, there's a building, the Scientology building, and they stand outside of it and they tempt and lure Scientologists.
Oh, okay.
Cult members, okay? And they lure people in, offering them some type of something, I don't know what, something that might be enticing, and to try to get them to join their cult, okay? This is, and you can walk by in Hollywood on Hollywood Boulevard, they're there.
And they're all want to be enticed.
Well, Gen Z has decided to take it upon themselves to see what's really going on in the Scientology building. Because you can't get in unless you're like being taken in, lured in.
Unless you answer me riddles three.
It's giving that. Well, Gen Z, yes.
Went undercover?
No, they're storming the building.
Oh, they storm. And they storm.
And they run in and they try to get as far into the depths of the Scientology building as they can. Oof. And then they come back and report what they saw and they film it. And so they're through their collective action, they're mapping out the entire Scientology building that has up until this point been a mystery of, you know,
kids,
people aren't allowed to
do this.
Don't
is
do this.
Is this breaking and entering?
Is it don't do this? Or is this let's.
This is taking Ding Dong Ditch to the next level. This is Ding Dong Enter.
Ding Dong.
Ding Dong Dash down the hallway.
Ding Dong Dash
yourself.
Down the doll. You can't Ding Dong Dash down the doll.
You can't Ding Dong the doll.
No, I think it's a good thing to uncover the scary underworld of a cult. My bad.
Didn't now I'm going to mention a name you've probably never heard. Didn't Leah Remini do all this?
Leah Remini.
Yeah. Didn't she expose them already?
It's neither here nor there.
They should. I'm pretty sure there's a documentary anyway.
Me looking on the left side of my brain and the right side of my brain. It's neither here nor there. I don't know. Mm.
And I know that's for sure.
Okay. Well, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me going to Ohio and shooting the Loveland Frog.
Shooting? Ropes of cum on the cryptid?
No.
Oh.
No, you know I have a fear of frogs. And now you're telling me there's a 4 foot one walking around Ohio?
4 foot is kind of a perfect height because it's like, it's not like going to be, it's scary it's like, still, but it's not like,
it's not, you could definitely not, kick it.
Yes, you can kick it. You can shoot it. It's giving that tweet. If me and my friends saw E.T. in the woods, we'd kill it with a baseball bat.
Yes, me to the Loveland Frog.
Yes. Okay, if you need backup, I'll come with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you, when you're not backing me up.
Oh, where will I be? Well,
yes.
Outside the Abbey with Eureka. Help!
I know, that's right.
Okay, bye.